This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America. I'm Gary Holt from Nashville, Tennessee, and joining me in Missouri is our co-host, Tina Mae Weber. Good morning, Tina Mae.
Good morning, Gary. How's the weather in Tennessee today?
Tennessee is sunny and warm. It is an absolutely gorgeous day, and we're kind of getting ready for a little of this dogwood winter that's coming in this weekend, but right now it is absolutely gorgeous, and people I know are eager to talk about the trails. So tell us who our guest is today.
Well, today we have Melissa Sells with Showtime Trailers, talking about what to do with your trailer to get it ready for the trail riding season and a whole lot more.
All right, so it's going to be a great time to visit with Melissa and find out more about her and Showtime and what we need to be doing to be road ready for this trail riding season. And we want to remind folks that the Campfire Cafe is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the equestrian and Western lifestyle in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. And Saddle Up America is sponsored by Trailhead Supply. Trailhead Supply is your full-service online horse packing supply store. You can visit and shop with Trailhead Supply at trailheadsupply.com. And Trail Guard, 24-hour roadside travel assistance. Trail Guard was founded with one mission in mind, and that's guarding you down life's trails. You can learn more today at trailguard.org. So grab a big cup of coffee, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Melissa Sells at Showtime Trailer. And we want to remind folks, just don't mess with Jake until he's had his first cup of coffee. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Like waking up a bear in the middle of a winter sleep. No, don't talk to Jake till his first cup of coffee. At least not if your head intact you would like to keep. Now Jake, he is a mighty fine man, hardworking, fair and true. If you needed it, you know he'd give the shirt off his back to you. But now in pre-dawn light, if you see him without a cup of coffee in his hand, just turn and walk away if on your feet you'd like to stand. That poor little greenhorn kid unwound just like a sprocket as he walked right up to Jake with both hands stuck deep in his pocket. He fired off three questions as Jake was pulling on his boots. Him flying backwards like a calf out of the chute. Don't talk to Jake till his first cup of coffee. It's like waking up a bear in the middle of a winter sleep. No, don't talk to Jake till his first cup of coffee. At least not if your head intact you would like to keep. Now Jake, he likes his coffee real sweet, unlike most cowboy style. Heaping spoonfuls, 3, 4, 5, made us wink and smile. One April Fool's, we came up with a plan we thought was clever. But when cowboys go to thinking, it can be a risky endeavor. We swap the sugar for the salt when Jake's sound sleeping. You think that we'd have known by now a whirlwind we'd be reaping? Oh, we was grinning ear to ear as Jake loaded up his Java. But frozen care as he erupted like molten spewing lava. Yeah, don't talk to Jake till his first cup of coffee. It's like waking up a bear in the middle of a winter sleep. No, don't talk to Jake till his first cup of coffee. At least not if your head intact you would like to keep. Now the rest gets kind of fuzzy, but there was blood and bones cracking. When we came to, that bunkhouse sure had suffered a ransacking. But it looked look good compared to us, all bloodied, bruised, and broken. We sure enough picked the wrong cowboy for all our practical joking. We try to forget that fateful day, though we know Jake felt pretty bad. Gosh, he was more surprised than us when he went raving mad. It's legend round the bunkhouse, greenhorns asking for the story. None of us ever messed with Jake till his first cup of coffee. Yeah, don't talk to Jake till his first cup of coffee. It's like waking up a bear in the middle of a winter's sleep. No, don't talk to Jake till his first cup of coffee. At least not if your head intact you would like to keep. That greenhorn kid, he pulled up stakes and lamps. Said this life is too rough. And Jake, well, he always tastes the sugar now before he puts it in his coffee. Yeah, like we'd ever try that stunt again.
Well, that's Belinda Gale, and you just don't want to talk to Jake till that first cup of coffee. And Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on there. I think that song was written for Melissa, and it should have said Melissa instead of Jake, because that's what my kids would say. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of me, too, so I thought it was an appropriate way to start the show today. So I'm glad you've had your coffee, and I've got my big cup in front of me right now, so we're going to have a good time talking with you. And Tina May, are you back with us?
I am back with you.
All right. Well, Tina is having a little problem with her phone service back up in Missouri, and so hopefully she'll be able to stay with us, but she's back now. So we're going to have a fun time talking with you, Melissa, and we want to talk a little bit about your horse background to start with, and then we want to move from there into how Showtime Trailer came to be. So share a little bit with us.
All right, that sounds great. Okay. Well, I started riding horses almost 20 years ago. And with that being said, I took off with my husband and his father-in-law. We did quite a bit of trail riding. And from there, it kind of grew. And then we started buying horse trailers to sell back almost 12 years ago. And as time went on, my husband and I just kind of worked it really slow. And we only had used horse trailers at that time. And my father-in-law, of course, was still very active, and we were with horses. But as we had children, we did have to lighten up on our horse riding just a little bit. Kids seem to take your time and until they're old enough to be able to enjoy that sport. But with that being said, we did do used horse trailers for 11 to 12 years, and then we took on the new side. And with that, we started off with three manufacturers of new horse trailers, and then we picked up our fourth. And so now we carry stock trailers, living quarter trailers, dressing room, bumper pull. We do carry all aluminum series. We do have a large inventory. There's close to 80 to 100 trailers here.
Grown
since Miss Tina has come to pay us a visit. And so if you ever make it up to the Big South Fork area, definitely come by and give us a visit. Every trailer door is unlocked for you to get to enjoy, walk in and out of, see the different floor plans, configurations of horse areas. There is something for everybody, from every price range to size living quarter that you're looking for, or if you just need a good starter trailer and getting your feet wet, you know, we've got something for you. Got good financing, got a lot of good things. Customer service, we're here for you, and so we would love to have you and stop by and check us out. So,
well, now let's tell folks exactly where you're located, because the Big South Fork takes a lot of territory in up there. So where are you?
It sure covers a lot of territory. And so we're in a little area called Grimsley, Tennessee, and we're on a highway called 127. But if you're coming on Interstate 40, you will get off exit 317, and from that exit, I'm 21 miles on the north, heading north on the right-hand side of the road. So as you're coming in, if it's Nashville, Knoxville, and you're coming off 40, just come off 317. 21 miles later, you'll pop up to Showtime Trailers. There's 5 to 6 acres full of trailers just cram-packed in here for you to get to see. So,
Oh, wow. Well, so if you're coming off of I-40, there's no way to miss Showtime if you're going to the Big South Fork.
There is no way. And if you ever head up, there's a really nice facility here also called East Fork Stables. They have 13,000 privately owned acres. Miss Tina May did stay there back a couple of years ago, and they have made a lot of improvements, got some really good trails, good bluff lines. And so if you're one of those riders that, you know, you just don't want to ride on a flat surface, you got to come up here and do some trail riding in Tennessee. A lot of good mountain riding and good scenic views, and you won't ride that same trail twice. You've got a lot of riding out here to do.
Well, Big South Fork covers a lot of territory up there. There's some great, great campgrounds all through there. And I think it's something like over 180 miles of trails through the Big South Fork National Forest as well. So you've got East Fork, that's a little bit different side of the thing, and then you've got the Big South Fork and a couple of different, two or three different sides that you can ride from there. So tremendous place to ride.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting too, Melissa. Seems like the Big South Fork has become a place where a lot of people have decided to make a retirement home because of the trails.
It has absolutely. That's exactly right. It has grown. It started that growth back several years ago, but there was so much property down there that bordered that state park and gave you access right there to those trailheads, and you were able just to ride from your backyard and have a lot of riding. And along with that, we're also close to the state park called Catoosa Ridge. They have a very nice facility. And it's really nice. We're only about 15 miles from them. So we're kind of right here lobbed between a lot of good trail riding. Like I say, you can ride somewhere for a week, load up, and go in another direction, and you're not going to hit the same trail twice. You just can't do it. But it's beautiful riding. It really is.
Well, you have a big event that happens up there every year, don't you? That's that 127 yard sale.
Yeah, that happens the first, generally the first week of August. And so I'm thinking it starts somewhere down in Alabama, and it runs all the way up through Ohio, but it follows the road of 127, which is over 600 miles long, I believe. May want to Google that and make sure that I'm telling you right. But that yard sale will start generally on the Thursday of that first week, carry through all 4 days, bumper to bumper, all kinds of antiques, good deals, you know, other people's trash or junk seems like somebody else's treasures, and people really enjoy that. So there's a lot of vendors, good food going on. But yes, it's a pretty hectic time in August here.
That's a lot of fun. I've been up there for that yard sale as I was going up to the Big South Fork, and it is a ton of fun to go shopping through that time of year. And plus, you've got to go right by Showtime, so that's not a bad thing.
That's right. You know, but hey, I'll give you a word of advice from one horse lover to another. If you do think about coming up riding in August, which I know it's a little hot, but if you do think about it, remember that yard sale, because when you have those horses in the back of that trailer, remember it is bumper to bumper. You are going to be in traffic, moving very slow. And so, you know, if you do worry and concern about your horses getting hot and it being August and traveling just a few miles an hour for a few feet, give that some thought before you head up the first week of August, because it's going to happen to you.
Well, that is a great point to bring out. Hey, we're going to talk when we come back about getting the trailers road ready. And I know we've got a lot that we want to talk about there, and talk more about maybe upgrading our trailers if we have been tempted with that idea. But we want to take just a real quick break and talk about one of our great sponsors, and that is Trailhead Supply. Trailhead Supply is your source for the best camping gear, horse packing equipment, and horse riding gear. Trailhead Supply is your full-service online horse packing supply store with their storefront location in Kalispell, Montana. Trailhead Supply doesn't just sell packing supplies. They stand behind every product they sell, and they use them. Trailhead Supply, your online source for the very best in camping gear, horse packing equipment, and horse riding gear. You can shop with Trailhead Supply online at trailheadsupply.com. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Melissa and with Tina May and talk a little bit about getting our trailers ready and safe as we head out to the trails this year.
Every day, along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fail, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's nighttime and the crickets are calling and the coyotes are making their wail, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. Guitar. While over yonder the moon is climbing, and it always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know?
Well, what do you know?
It's morning already.
Morning already.
And there's the dawn shining so silver and pale. It's time to climb on back to my saddle and ride that old Navajo Trail.
Espinosa,
and along the Navajo Trail.
Well, that got me all hopping and everything. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready to hit those trails.
Yeah, it's a great song. But let's see what we need to do about getting our trailers ready to roll.
Absolutely, Melissa. What are some things that folks need to do with their trailers to start off the season?
Okay, so let's start with those who have the living quarter. Okay, and do I have an echo, or can you hear that? Or is it just me?
Yeah, I can hear an echo.
Okay, and so for those who have the living quarter trailer, think of it as having a house that you've not used for several months and been closed up. And so let's pull this trailer out, or if you've not been able to store it, but let's just get it started. Make sure that everything, all the water components, let's hook it up as if you're getting ready to go camping. Get all that antifreeze flushed out. Make sure we haven't developed any leaks inside of our water lines and everything's holding water properly. That's what I would recommend doing first, you know, just put it to the test. Tires, number one. We sure don't want to be on the side of the road with a full load of horses. So let's make sure we have no dry rot on our sidewalls and inside the tread. That's something I would definitely recommend. If you didn't get a chance to pack your bearings in the fall before you head out on the long road, I would definitely recommend that. Check your brake shoes. Make sure they look good. Nothing has cracked or broken in your brake shoes. But those are things that I would definitely take a look for before I headed out.
All right. Now, are you hearing the echo that I'm hearing?
Yes.
I hear
a
little
pretty strong.
Okay. I tell you what. Let's take a quick break and listen to a song by Mary Kay and see if we can get this straightened out so we don't drive our audience crazy. But this is Wyoming Woman and Montana Man by Mary Kay.
Well, the hearts are turning, made this man as wise as he was old. And words don't come easy, but his eyes are the windows to his soul. His life was like a wheel rolling over and over again, till that woman drove in.
Repeating ourselves just a while ago. So I'm going to let you ladies just kind of pick up where we left off.
Oh, absolutely. Don't you just love live radio, Melissa?
Yes, I do. You kind of don't know what to do when things like that happen. Do I keep talking or do I quit, you know?
Exactly. All right, well, you just kind of covered, we're trying to find out how to get our trailers road ready. And we talked about the brake shoes and the ball bearings and even checking the water lines. I also like to go ahead and make sure anything electrical is working, just to make sure no mice decided to go in there and chew on anything. What about, you also want to check your trucks, check your truck tires, and you want to make sure some of that stuff is doing well. What about some other things?
Well, let's talk about planning for if something does happen. And I know we don't want to think about it, but if any of us have traveled enough and pulled enough trailers, it happens. And so I can tell you from a lady, I've pulled a lot of trailers, been pulling trailers for years. And those flat tires, those wheel bearings will lock up. And you're going to have situations, Tina May can tell you, where you'll have the latches on your horse doors break, and here you are far from home. Now what am I going to do? It's Sunday. I can't get this door latched. I got a horse in this stall. So in my opinion, in that truck also needs to be emergency items for those times when you least expect it, that, hey, I have everything I need to change a tire. I understand on wheel bearings, those are somewhat a little difficult on the side of the road, but think about having extra bungee cords and keeping tools in there, because you don't really ever know what happens and what circumstance you're going to come into. And I can just tell you from experience, something as simple as forgetting to latch your awning when you're driving and hear the awning brakes as you're driving down the road. And if you don't have a way to tie that awning up and go ahead and drive on home, here you are. So it's best to have everything in that truck to the best that you can, to try to keep from getting stumped on the side of the road with horses in there and it being hot. Just been there, done that. That's something else to think about. Tina made a good point about electrical. Mice, chipmunks do tend to find their way in no matter how hard you try to keep them out. The same thing goes for dirt daubers, like to get into your hot water heater doors. Check that as well. Because
air conditioner.
Air conditioner. Yeah, so really, take the whole day, go through it, because you're going to use it all spring, summer, and fall. And a lot of these things are the heart and soul of your trailer. It's just the same as changing the oil in your truck, and this is what carries your passion. It carries your horses around, and it carries you when you're there camping. So take pride, take your time, and so you have a good, fun, safe season.
Yes,
one of the things we haven't talked about is if you do have a breakdown on the side of the road, what should you have with you to help people be aware that you're having trouble?
Well, Tina, do you have any suggestions? Because you travel so much with horses. Yeah.
I like to have, the little orange cones. You can have those. And I also like getting those little emergency lights so you can always – They're kind of neat. You can change them to flashing. They can be red. They can be yellow. They can be anything in case it's at night that you have this light that is by battery that you can set out there, one big enough that people can see you as they're coming in case your lights are out in your trailer or whatever and they won't see you coming. So you always want to take those little extra things like that just in case, because you just never know. I mean, things happen.
Well, here is something that happened. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Tina.
Well, I was going to bring up one thing that I do, because I have had that awning open up, and it was from someone else shutting it for me, didn't shut it completely. But one thing that I do, and I do this on a regular basis, is I have a dog collar that I put around the awning arm at all times, whether I'm traveling down the road or not, and that is just an extra safety feature that I do for my trailer awning so that in case it isn't latched, it doesn't come open going down the interstate. So
that's
I'm
right.
Glad that you brought that up, because that is a very simple, easy thing to do, and you can do it at all times so you don't have that trailer awning opening up down the road.
Well, here is something that we did face, and I wanted to bring this up, and a lot of people don't think about it, but it's just road safety. And here's the reason why. We were pulling. It was really hot. We were out in Colorado. And if anybody's ever been out in Colorado, or if you are from Colorado, the interstate shoulders seem to be very narrow. You don't have a good pull-off. But I think this stands very true, no matter where you're located. If you have horses in the back of your trailer or whether you don't. But let's keep in our mind that, let's say you have a blowout, okay, or you do have a wheel bearing that's locked up. Remember, do not try to pull off on the shoulder of the interstate. You know, if you can, it's only a wheel, it's only a tire, it's only a fender. But you only have a certain amount of space on the side of that highway, and there you are, your family, your horses, a large trailer, and you're trying to work. Go ahead and limp it that extra mile, because you more than likely have a spare, and let's hope that you don't ever leave without one. But it's only a steel rim, and go ahead and limp it up to where you have a good workspace. Whereas if you do have to open the door to one of those horse compartments, you have a way to hold your horse, let it get some air, load it back. Don't ever try to pull over just on the shoulder of the interstate with a full load of horses and yourself and put yourself in danger. Just go ahead, drive another mile or so, try to find you a good place to get off. Just don't try to correct the problem on the side of the interstate. It's very dangerous.
Well, that is
a great point. Because everybody, you know, growing up, I know I was, as a teenager, you know, I was always told, if you get a blowout, pull over on the side. Don't try to drive your car on a flat tire.
Right.
And you're exactly right. When you've got your trailer, your horses, your precious cargo in there, and you don't have a good shoulder to pull on, it's very dangerous. You're better off paying for a whole new wheel and rim and everything than the chance anybody getting hurt, including your stock. So that is a very, very good point.
Yeah, we've just been in that predicament so much traveling, and we do a lot of pulling of trailers, and we've run in, it seems, to every incident. But we finally told ourselves, hey, it's just a steel rim, or hey, it's just a fender, and let that rubber smack that fender until I get to safety and pull off somewhere that's, you know, lit up good if it's at night, or just get off the shoulder of that interstate, because people tend to look off when they see something, and when they look off, their arm tends to go with them, and it's just very dangerous. And I've been there, done that, and I see it happen so often, and I just recommend, go ahead and ruin your rim. It's worth it. You know, you're safe, your horses are safe, and you'll be there another day to get to go ride again. So that's something I definitely recommend you do.
Well,
that's a great point.
During this ice storm that we had here in Tennessee a few weeks ago, we had a couple of folks that lost their lives when they actually pulled off to try to help some people that had car problems. Mm. And so to try to change a tire or work on a busy highway, as you say, it's just not worth it. Just find a safe spot and take care of things there. And we want to take another quick break. I want to talk about horse trailers and what I might want to look for if I'm interested in upgrading my trailer just a little bit. So we're going to do that when we come back. We want to talk again about one of our great sponsors, and I think this is a great place to be talking about Trail Guard. And that is 24-hour roadside travel assistance with Trail Guard, where you have unlimited vehicle towing to a dealership that services your make of vehicle, a second tow vehicle to get your trailer and horses home or to your destination, 24-hour coverage for you and your vehicle, one that you're driving or anyone driving your vehicle, and a 24-hour personal assistant to help you plan your trip and much more. Trail Guard was founded with one mission in mind, and that's guarding you down life's trails. Learn more today at trailguard.org. And we'll be right back to talk more with Melissa and Tina May. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
It's a perfect day to lose our way, watching the world drifting by, living without asking why. What will be, it's a mystery. Throw all the questions. past the wondering why, under a rolling sky. How deep is blue? I wish I knew. There is no need to explain. It'll all wash away in the rain. So let it go where it will flow. Leave all the stars far behind. Know till we try. Let's go wandering past the wondering why, under a rolling sky.
Going to be in Nashville, Tennessee this Thursday evening at the Franklin Theater. So you can visit his website, michaelmartinmurphy.com, and find out about getting tickets for that event. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I think I may be down there this Thursday night, so we look forward to that. But let's talk about trailers. So I've got my little stock trailer that I've been using forever. And I've finally decided that it's time to step up to a living quarter trailer. What should I be considering, Melissa, as I go into my first living quarter trailer?
Okay, this is what I recommend everyone do as far as if you've never had a living quarter. First of all, we all set a budget or we set a price range, and you'll start researching and looking and seeing what you can get, you know, for your money. And at that point, you may tell yourself, okay, to get everything that I want, I may have to change my budget just a little bit, you know, and stretch it out. Or if not, you know, that doesn't matter either. But ask yourself, are you the trail rider that goes just for the weekend? Or are you that trail rider who hopefully several times throughout the year gets to go for a week at a time and 2 weeks at a time? And when you start staying those long journeys, don't get me wrong, you can pitch a tent and stay and have a good time. But when you start staying those longer times, you may tell yourself, well, I really would like to have a shower, or I really would like to have a toilet in my living quarters and air conditioning and a furnace. And so ask yourself, how many people generally tend to go with you? Are you going solo by yourself? If that's the case, you don't require all the space. But when you start getting two and three people inside of a living quarter trailer, and sure, you're not all in there at the same time, but there is times that you are, and trying to get everybody's clothing and gear in there, it gets tight. So with that being said, then you start questioning what size of LQ. So there's so many different things that you can look at that factor in what you choose, whether it's price range, how many people go with you, how often you intend to use it, and, you know, in your truck, what your truck can pull. There's a lot of things, Gary, that come into play. And there's so many different styles of horse trailers, so many different layouts. It's hard to really say, here's what I would do and here's what I would get, because everyone's different. But if you've never had a living quarters, here's something I can tell you. I do get those customers who come in here, and like you, they're coming out of a stock trailer or maybe, let's say, a bumper pull, and they make just one big giant leap. And they go into this really, really big trailer, and they wind up getting more trailer than they really needed. And then I have those customers who come in here, and they baby stepped it. They went from that stock or that bumper pull to a gooseneck dressing room, from a gooseneck dressing room that they've tried to tweak themselves into a living quarter, and then went from that smaller LQ and then made that big leap. Because it's kind of like building a house. If anybody's ever heard the saying, it takes three houses to get the third one right the way you wanted. And the reason that is because every time you build a home and you live in it, you'll realize the next time around what you should have done differently. Horse trailers is the same way. Tina May can tell you. She's been this road a couple of times. And what happens to you, if you make that big leap before thinking, you'll have all that hindsight, and you'll have all those things that you're saying, boy, I wish I'd have done this, or I wish I would have done that. And, you know, so just to save yourself the heartache, take your time. And none of us want to keep making purchases and trades and getting another trailer all the time, but sometimes it takes a time or two to figure out just exactly what fits you the best. And that's my opinion. You know, take your time.
Exactly what I said. And as I went, and as you camp, you start realizing what things are more important to you and what things you can do without, or what things depends on your budget, or what you can afford and what you can't afford, and what you
That's
can do
right.
without, and what you really must have. But with that being said, because I do realize that most people, I mean, everybody's different. I've got a living quarters that I actually hardly use because I want to be outside and I want to be on the fire, and I use my camp kitchen on the side of the trailer. But what are some of the most common features folks ask for as a whole on a trailer? Like, I love my hydraulic jack. What are some things that are most common upgrades?
All right. Okay, here's the most common thing that I hear people say, I wish I had. And number one is hydraulic jack. Everybody, no matter if you're, you know, if you're 20 or you're 80, no one wants to crank. But, hey, it's just the nature of the beast, and sometimes we got to. But the hydraulic jack is the first thing. And when you get a living quarter trailer, a hydraulic jack or electric jack, to me, is one of the most important things, just because the LQ is heavier than just a dressing room. You know, it's okay to have just a crank jack on a dressing room series because they're a lot lighter. But when you get into that LQ, it's going to take you several more cranks just to get it up off that ball. So, number one, a hydraulic or electric jack. Number two, air conditioning, which most of your LQs all will come standard with air conditioning, but what a lot of LQs don't come with is a furnace. And they may just have a heat strip. And a heat strip is okay. They'll keep a little bit of a chill knocked off, but they will not heat up your unit. So a furnace, you know, if you get anything much bigger than a 6-foot LQ, you better have a furnace. 6 foot and above, you better have a furnace. Then I hear a lot of the folks, a toilet and shower combo. Now, a lot of us have cowboy showers in the back of our horse trailer, or they're going to feel like they can go to the shower house and take a shower. But having a toilet, you know, we're human, and sometimes too much coffee, too much water, and soft sodas during the day, you'll wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and you'd use the restroom. Have a toilet. You know, that's the whole point of going to a living quarters. You've got past to happen to go back into the back of the horse area and having a bucket, or stepping out and walking a quarter of a mile to the bathhouse. So a toilet, furnace, those are some of the major things, you know, in my opinion, if I'm going to buy a living quarter.
Well, furnace was really important to me. I tell you what, that's come in handy. I still remember when I'd put rocks in a fire and stick it in my Dutch oven and stick that Dutch oven on top of a cast iron skillet just to get the nip out of the air in my little dressing room. So that furnace pulls me.
You know, and hey, it is camping, and you can make any camping trip fun. You truly can. A living quarter trailer just, you know, gives you a little luxury, can make things much easier for you. And if trail riding and horses is your passion and it's what you enjoy, it's just one of those fringe benefits of having what you, you know, you enjoy even better, and having things at your fingertips versus, you know, the extra work that you have to acquire when you don't have a living quarters. I've been there. I've done that. I've unloaded many a tote with all of my skillets. I've unloaded those totes with my tents and blankets and covers. And then when you got ready to go, you had to load all that stuff right back up. And it felt like you really had a big job ahead of you. But when you have a living quarters, you fully stock that trailer, and you don't touch it again, do you, Tina, until you're ready to go. Everything stays in there.
I don't.
Yeah, you'll put some extra paper towel and toilet paper as you leave, but that's it. You know, it stays fully stocked and ready, and you're past that tugging the boxes and totes and putting everything in the truck bed. Been there, done that. I know what you're going through, and there's nothing wrong with it. But if you're at the brink of saying, I've had it and I'm stepping up, that's some of the great advantages of a living quarter.
Well, that's one thing that it gives you a little bit more enjoyment because, you know, I never had a problem packing the trailer. I was all excited, ready to go. Never had a problem packing the trailer. It was unpacking the trailer that was kind of like, and I don't have to worry about that anymore. But there's something else that I want to bring up. Because a lot of people, they're looking at getting, you know, upgrading, and which a lot of times means a bigger trailer for the truck that they have, but they don't think about the weight limits. Let's talk a little bit about weight limits with truck and trailers.
I hear that a lot, and that's probably the number one question, is this too much trailer for my truck? And, you know, a lot of times I'm going to say every truck is rated different. You know, the Chevrolet, Dodge, Ford, et cetera, they're all going to have their different tow capacities. But, you know, that is definitely a very good question because your truck is a very expensive purchase, and trailers are an expensive purchase. So, you know, if you're not ready to upgrade your truck anytime soon, keep in mind when you're shopping for a trailer of what your truck can actually tow. And, you know, don't get me wrong, we push our trucks to the limit, and, you know, often they put those weight ratings on there to be in regulations. Yes, we do exceed them sometimes, but just remember, if you don't intend on making a purchase of a new truck and a trailer, keep in mind when you're out shopping, be conservative to that purchase, because I see it happen a lot. Just keep in mind of what your vehicle tow rating is, and when you start looking at trailers, ask the empty weight. I want to give you a heads up. I hear this. I've heard it for 10 years, and I hear people almost argue with me about this. They'll say, what is the empty weight of that trailer? And sometimes my response is, I truly don't know. And they say, go look at the neck. It'll tell you on that tag. But no, sir, that tag on that neck will not tell you what she weighs empty. That tag is designed to tell you what that trailer can tow, what its axle capacity is able of towing. So if you have 7,000-pound axles, that trailer is rated for 14,000 pounds. That's its GVW. That's not what she weighs empty. That's what she's capable of towing. So sometimes trailers can be a little tricky. But I'll tell you this, if you've sold trailers long enough and if you've pulled enough, you'll just about get within a few hundred pounds of knowing what a trailer can, you know, weigh approximately. We give those and we get pretty close every time. So, you know, I can't give a whole lot of in-depth on that, but to ask those questions, the empty weight, it has nothing to do with what's on the tongue of that trailer. That's just your axle capacity. Ask the empty weight, the unloaded weight. Sometimes they'll have the answer. On the new ones, I can give you 100% answer. On the used ones, without towing it across the scale, we don't know. So.
Right, and that is something that's very, very important because, you know, it's not just towing capacity, being able just to pull the trailer, but when you're going in some steep terrain and some mountainous areas, that trailer can push you, too. And so people, you know, that's a very safety feature, and it's very important to make sure that your truck matches the trailer that you're pulling. And so that is something that I urge people to check and call your dealership because everybody is different. And, you know, you can't really give a generic answer because everybody's different. And so just call your manufacturer, Ford or Chevy or Dodge or whoever it is that what kind of truck you have, call them up and ask them.
And a lot of times if you'll open up your driver's door on your truck and you'll look at that tag, your manufacturing tag, a lot of times it'll tell you what the weight is, whether it's 11,000 pound, most of your 3/4 tons are going to fall, you know, that 11, 12,000 pound mark. It's going to tell you in there, you know, of what they're rated for. And if, like Tina said, if that doesn't answer it and you don't feel comfortable enough with what that says, call the dealership, and they have all of that right there to be able to give you that information. But Tina is right. They will push you as much as tug on you. And what I advise customers, even if your truck is equally rated to the trailer it's pulling, you have cargo, and there's precious innocent lives on the road too. Drive a mile ahead of yourself. Stay aware. Keep your eyes looking around. You never know when that car is going to pull out in front of you. You never know when something's going to stop right in front of you. So try to drive ahead of yourself. Be aware of what you're pulling. You're pulling heavy cargo and a lot of innocent lives on the roads. So always drive ahead of yourself. When I pull a trailer, I'm always aware. I'm not texting. I'm not doing things I shouldn't. I pay attention to where I'm going because you can't stop them on a dime no matter what.
Good advice. Very good advice.
All right. All right. Well, this has been some great information today, and I would assume that if we came up to Showtime, we could just go and visit a lot of trailers and kind of get a feel for what they're like inside and take a look at the different amenities. I'm looking for the flat-screen TV and the fireplace in the corner.
You're well, you know, hey, we can take care of that.
Yeah, and I want to pull it with my little Ford Ranger pickup truck. So, you know, that's...
Yeah.
goodness. Well, listen, Melissa, you've been great and struggled through the echo that we had for a little while, a little bit earlier. I have to believe that that was brought on by Tina May with her phone service in Missouri.
I want to say this. That's me. And I want to say this. I truly enjoy being on the show. I love talking. The things that I do talk about, you know, some of those may not be fact, but it's positions that I've been in over the 12 years of pulling trailers. It's the positions that I face every day. So I'm giving you advice from already being there and doing that. Some of the things that I say, someone else may have a different thought or found a different way that works for them or have a different answer. But this is truly my thoughts, my opinions, and it's just things that I've went through and that I've faced over the years of pulling trailers and being around them and just having a passion for horse trailers. I love horse trailers more than anything. So I just want to say that. But I do enjoy being on the show, and you all are a blast, and I'm ready for trail riding to fire up and kick up. Tennessee is got the sun shining, and the trails are going to be looking nice here in the next week or so. So
they are, and folks are ready to hit the trail. So, hey, let's tell. And by the way, you guys have got a great website. It's been redone sometime fairly recently, and it's a great looking website. But how can they find you?
They can find us at www.showtimetrailers.com. And check it out. There's a lot of good inventory and pretty easy to navigate. So, yeah, go check that out.
All right. And we also want to mention that Showtime Trailers is a Legacy Club sponsor. So our Legacy Club members can qualify for a special offer with Showtime. And be sure and visit them on Facebook as well and like their page. So, Melissa, look forward to seeing you soon. And stopping by, and I'll be up to visit with Showtime Trailers in the near future.
Hey, you do that.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you, Melissa.
Tina, hey, you take care. I'll talk to you soon, too.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so we'll be back in just a moment to talk more with Tina May. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I left my home so long ago, I've rambled near and far. I traded my old boots and spurs for a cry and moan guitar. What I lost along the way, the good Lord only knows. But I ain't sold my saddle yet, and while I still got the time to go, Johnny, catch a horse for me, you know, the one that I never could ride. Jakey, snub him up real close, gonna give him another try. Me and Tom will ride the cedar brakes and the wild ones rope and tie. Bonnie Gray, if you're still free, would you be a cowboy's bride?
ran my first wild horses there. Lord, I've never been the same. I long to see the sun go down on the Thunder Basin Range, a singing, Johnny, catch a horse for me. You know the one that I never could ride. Shake your snub him up real close, gonna give him another try. Me and Tom will ride the cedar brakes and the wild ones rope at a time. Bonnie Gray, if you're still free, would you be a cowboy's bride? I've got a gal that's true to me, she's waited for so long. Wanted nothing more from life than a family and home. First thing in the morning, I'll ride out and see her paw. She and I are gonna settle down at the head of a cottonwood draw. So singing, Donnie, catch a horse for me. You know the one that
W. Hampton's Donnie Catch a Horse, and we've had a fun show today talking with Melissa and Tina May, and we do want to remind our audience that Saddle Up America is brought to you by Trail Guard, 24-hour roadside travel assistance, and you can learn more about Trail Guard at trailguard.org, and by Trailhead Supply. Trailhead Supply is your full-service online horse packing supply store. Shop with them online at trailheadsupply.com. So good show. We learned a lot about trailer safety. We learned quite a bit about maybe upgrading your trailer, and all of it very interesting.
And folks, I just want to, you know, I never knew Melissa until I traveled the 9 hours and went to Showtime Trailers and bought my first brand new trailer. And I bought it from Melissa, and I just want to say the customer support and service that she provides has just been through the roof. And I just want to say that. That is from experience. She's just as sweet in person as she is on the radio. And I think I just want to encourage people to go to Showtime Trailers and meet Melissa, and she can help you find a new trailer.
Yeah, and I think you told me you saved a lot of money by driving that 9 hours and shopping with her, so...
I had to save a lot of money for me to pick up a trailer.
Yeah.
And it did. It was their prices were very reasonable, enough for me to make that drive to get a trailer.
So anyway, appreciate Melissa taking the time to be with us on the show today. And we've got great shows that are lining up. Who do we have joining us next week?
Well, next week is going to be a very interesting show. We have Chuck Wagon Cook, Kent Rollins. Then we travel to Michigan and talk about the shore-to-shore ride. with Al Davis, member of the Michigan Trail Riders Association.
All right, so that will be a fun show this Thursday on the Campfire Cafe with our co-host Bobby Jean Bell. We'll be talking with Mary Kay, and I think we have a special guest from Tennessee that will be talking about horse training tips and what you need to know if you're starting to ride. So that's on Thursday at noon. And then we have a great show on Sunday morning with Belinda Gale on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. And Kristen Harris will be our special guest for that show on Sunday. So some great things that are going on. Got a lot of excitement that's building about the trail ride for the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation that's being put on by Equestrian Legacy Radio. And that is the first weekend in June, June 4th through the 7th. And we're going to have a lot of fun with all of our great entertainment. We have Stephanie Lane, we have the Sawdust Brothers, and the lovely Templeton Thompson that will be performing on Friday night. And then Saturday night, Michael Martin Murphy will be our entertainment. We've got Craig Cameron's Extreme Cowboy Association National Championship that's taking place during our event. And we have the Cowboy Up Ball that's going to take place on the first night, on Thursday night. So there's going to be a lot of great music and dancing. We'll have a live auction to help raise money for the foundation. And we have a tremendous group of vendors that are joining us from across the country. So if you like to shop for horse stuff, you're going to have a good time shopping with our vendors there. So a lot of great food. We've got Wind River Outfitters that are coming down with a chuck wagon. And they'll be doing some chuck wagon cooking to go along with the great buffet meals there at Circle E Guest Ranch. And a little cowboy music and poetry every night for dinner. So it's just going to be a fun time. And Tina May, we're going to get to meet for the first time. We've got folks that are traveling in that we've had on the show that we've not met before that are going to be there. So a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm excited. Can't wait. I've got people coming there that I've never met before, but then Facebook friends, and it's just going to be a really good time. It's going to be an exciting time, lots of fun, and I can't wait to meet everybody, especially you, Gary.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, all of this is to help raise money for kids that are suffering with brittle bone disease. And from our event last year, we've been able to help several kids, and we've partnered with the Center for Courageous Children and have provided a program that's called Fiona's Fuel for Families. And so this camp serves over 4,000 children a year, and it's free, but the families have to get there. So we're going to be providing gas cards to help get those families there so those kids can enjoy some time with horses and with other children and families that are going through the same thing. So anyway, all of it's to raise money to help kids. It's a great cause, and it is a tremendously good time for everybody that attends. And that is June 4th through the 7th at the Circle E Guest Ranch between Nashville and Chattanooga, Tennessee. And you can find out more on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. It's got a schedule of the entertainers and the times that they'll be performing, and you can also connect to make reservations as well. And the donation for people to come, Tina May, is only $50. So you get all of the entertainment, all of these concerts for only a $50 donation. Children 12 and under are free. And, you know, if you go see Michael Martin Murphy this Thursday night in Franklin, it's going to cost you $50. So you get to enjoy all of this entertainment. And, you know, the other thing is that our entertainers are going to be there throughout the week. So, you know, they're going to be out on the trails riding with you. They're going to be at the Equestrian Legacy Radio's booth to visit with you and chat. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Play ball.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be a ton of fun. So anyway, final thoughts from Miss Tina May today.
Oh, absolutely. I can't close this out without talking about our Legacy Club.
Tell us about
our Legacy Club. Its membership is free. The benefits are great, like discounts and promos from our Legacy Club sponsors and select campgrounds, dude, and guest ranches, and then even a mini Western vacation. You are also entered into our drawings for free prizes, like our end-of-the-year prize of a two-horse Hydrohorse watering system from our premier Legacy Club sponsor, Hydrohorse, and our monthly prize drawing, like this month's two-horse Save Highline from our select sponsor, Camp With Horses. You can sign up to be a Legacy Club member at equestrianlegacy.net and listen in next week to hear the winner of that two-horse Save Highline from our select sponsor, Camp With Horses.
All right. And, you know, talking about our giveaways, we've got a little contest going on Facebook. If you'll like our Facebook page, Equestrian Legacy Radio, you'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets to the Michael Martin Murphy concert June the 6th at the Circle E Guest Ranch. So it's really simple. Just visit it and like our Facebook page. Yeah, yeah, and we'll announce the winners of those tickets April the 2nd on the Campfire Cafe. So a lot of cool stuff coming up, a lot of fun, and we'll be back with you next Tuesday at noon on Saddle Up America, and I'll see you on Thursday at the Campfire Cafe, so be sure and tune in for that show. Great visit with Mary Kay on Thursday. So Tina May, we'll see you on the trail, yep. And we want to remind everyone, if you climb in the saddle,
get ready for the ride.
Get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, online at equestrianlegacy.net. And we'll close the show today with Joni Harms' Blue Montana Moon. Thanks for listening.
These big city lights.